U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has confirmed that the United States is resuming a policy of limited contacts with Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood. Joining us on the line with the tales is VOA State Department correspondent David Gollust. Hi there, David.
Good morning.
Say, David, what can you tell us about this announcement?
It is possibly a little bit more than a continuation of an old policy. U.S. policy up till now has been to have contacts with Muslim Brotherhood members of the Egyptian parliament. If you will recall, the Muslim Brotherhood, before the toppling of the Hosni Mubarak government, was a banned movement. Thus, the members of parliament who were affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood were technically independents. What this announcement by, or at least confirmation by Secretary Clinton means, is that the United States is now going to have contacts with the Muslim Brotherhood as an institution. And the reason why they're doing this is because after the fall of Mubarak, the parliament was dissolved, and thus the nominal way for the United States to have contacts with the Muslim Brotherhood. Now it looks like the contacts will be direct with the party's leadership.
This move may upset some of America's allies.
It might be unsettling news to some of the more conservative Arab governments in the region that, you know, perceive that they have a militant Islamic opposition, possibly unsettling to the Israelis that the United States are talking to the Muslim Brotherhood, which has certainly a policy of hostility toward Israel.
You don't seem very surprised by this move at all.
Well, again, it's a pragmatic move by the United States. The Muslim Brotherhood, even in its banned state before the fall of Mubarak, was really the most prominent opposition party in Egypt. For the United States not to have some sort of a dialogue with the Muslim Brotherhood would be quite an omission. And Secretary Clinton stressed in her comments in Budapest that when the United States does talk to the leadership of the Muslim Brotherhood, they're going to push forward principles that the United States stands for, nonviolence, rights for minorities, and the inclusion of women. I think it's worth noting that the Muslim Brotherhood has welcomed this decision as a chance to clarify to the United States what their policy positions really are.
Well, thank you so much for your insight.
Thank you, Susan.
VOA State Department correspondent David Gollust.